Kodiak's rocket launch facility will soon be active again. This comes about 2 years after a launch failure damaged buildings on the complex. On Saturday, Kodiak residents were invited to a launch complex rededication ceremony. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche was there.
AAC representatives and community leaders cut a red ribbon set up in front of the podium. The rededication ceremony is in the integrated processing facility where rocket motors are checked and tested. AAC President and Chief Executive Officer Craig Campbell says the integrated processing facility and the launch service structure are almost entirely new. He says he's proud of the construction and the facility is already attracting interest.
In the year that we were rebuilding, we also have three customers that have now indicated clear intentions of launching from Alaska. That's the best we've ever had. We've never had three diversified customers at one time want to launch in this facility. And most of them are private sector.
One of those customers is an entrepreneurial company called Vector Space Systems, which Campbell says will work to launch small satellites from the facility either later this year or early next year. Kodiak is a prime spot for satellite launches, according to Bob McCoy, the AAC board chairman. He says the location is one of two options in the United States for launching satellites into polar orbit. The other is at the Vandenberg Air Force Base.
But this facility is smaller and less complex and much more agile. It's easier to get in here at launch. There's a smaller team. There's less bureaucracy. And less red tape, and it's much lower cost to launch a small satellite from this facility.
Many attendees at the event express positivity about the facility, like Sarah Rains.
I think it looks really nice. It's nice and new. We just walked outside, and it's pretty impressive to see what's been rebuilt, and it sounds like there's an exciting agenda going forward, so it's fun to hear about.
Other people have an eye on the natural resources around the facility and are concerned about access to those. Richard McIntosh says in 2005, a number of community members signed a petition supporting continued public access to Fossil Beach in the Narrow Cape area.
AADC has done a good job to date in allowing public access and just putting small perimeter fences around their facilities. And we are hoping that the people of Kodiak are hoping that they continue to do that as activities expand out here. We want, if that happens, we want more small perimeter fences rather than any sort of wholesale closing of lands out here.
Campbell says AAC will ensure that access to Fossil Beach remains open.
When we laid out the layout for Missile Defense Agency, we actually positioned the structure, the pads we're going to put in, so that they would not impact Fossil Beach. Now, we will have to close Fossil Beach and the road for an actual launch, because we have to have 2 miles around the launch area kind of closed out in case something happens like it happened 2 years ago. But that's very temporary, it's not that often, and we'll give plenty of advance notice.
Campbell also says the facility will make various contributions to the community, like providing local jobs and giving tours to young students, therefore encouraging an interest in science. I'm Kayla DeRoche.